My last paper this month ties into the Valentine's Day themes of love and sex with some findings from a collaborative paper from German and American researchers. And this is all about the evolution of sex pheromones, those chemicals released by organisms wanting to attract a mate. Now, while the effectiveness of human pheromones has long been debated by scientists, the value of pheromones in other animals is pretty clear. Males release chemicals that specifically attract females of the appropriate species, and this signal attracts coupling between compatible animals.
That's a fascinating system for attraction. And how did this system evolve to produce coupling between specific species?
Well, that is the exact question that the authors of this paper, which was published in Nature this month, aimed to work out. They studied the pheromones produced by members of the parasitic wasp genus Nasonia, and what they found was that the Nasonia vitripennis wasp produces a novel pheromone, completely different from other pheromones produced by other species.
So it's a specific pheromone that's just produced by this particular wasp species. What did the researchers do with this information?
Well, they were able to show that the new pheromone was initially ignored by potential mates if it was presented on its own. However, if the new pheromone was mixed with a blend of the old pheromones, the female wasp became responsive to the new signal. And they used wasps from a sister species to show that this effect was very specific to the Nasonia vitripennis wasps.
So if the pheromone was ignored by these wasps, how did it eventually become detected? And why is that important in evolutionary terms?
Well, the data indicate that while a new pheromone is initially ignored by its intended recipient, evolutionary mechanisms eventually kick in and develop a new olfactory receptor for the female wasps. And this gives the new wasps a way of detecting their potential mates in a more specific way, which makes it much more likely that they'll find the mate with the right type of wasp.
So it's ever-evolving love. And do you think any similar type of system occurs in humans?
So the jury is kind of out about human pheromones, but there is some evidence that they may play a role in the way that we interact with other human beings.
Thanks to David Weston, PhD student at Cambridge University. If you want to find out more about any of these stories, the references are all on our website. That's thenakedscientists.com/neuroscience.